This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, let's go. So we're up to Simon Chaf Zayin Halacha Beis. Okay, these are very important halachas where we put the tefillin and various chatzitzas, etc., etc. So says the Mechaba Halacha Beis. Chaf Zayin Halacha Beis. Haminag Hanochen. The minag hanochen, the correct minag is she hayud shel keshet tefillin shel yad. The yud, the knot of the tefillin shel yad, should be letzad halev, should be towards the heart, like in other words, on the inside, facing towards the body. Vahatfila olav letzad hachutz, and the actual bias, the tefillin, should be on the outside. So we do this without thinking. If you just picture putting on your tefillin shel yad, the yud, the little knot, it's going to be towards the body, and the bias will be facing the other way. Yesh lizoheh, says the Mechaba, shalei tozuz yud shel hakesher me'atfila. This is very important. People sometimes slip up on this. But the yud, do you know what I mean by the yud? The yud is that little knot that comes out in the corner of the tefillin. You got tefillin here? Here, let me show you. If you the little yud that comes out just by the bias, that should be pressed against the bias. And it should be towards the person. Oh, here's what we prepared earlier. So for example, so here you go, here's the bias. Excuse me. So this, when you put it on, it's going like that. The yud, this little bit over here, should be first of all towards the body, but this yud should be pressed against the bias. There shouldn't be a gap between the yud and the bias. Okay, I'm going to leave it here because we're going to come back to it, if that's okay. Okay, says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Zayin, Haminig Hanochen, Ayin Bebeha Grosh Ekosov, the din of the Gemara, who liferish leferish hagoyin. This is the din of the Gemara according to the pirush of the Goyinim. Shiei hayud sif katan beis. I am a behalocha shekusavnu shenochen lizoher shlo yarchiv harbe es kefel hakeshe haaniva. The knot, which the knot shouldn't be too far away. Sharetzua everespa, that the retzua goes through it. Kadeshia gam mokum hiduk haretzua. When you tighten the knot, it should be samach letfilin shel letzat alev. Good. Tal olav. Not that it doesn't mean that the tefillin, the bias, the main body, the tefillin should be over the yud. They should be next to each other, like it is here. It should be the bias and then the yud next to it, not on top of it or anything like that. Not underneath it. Right. What the Mechaber is saying is since you are tilting the tefillin towards the body, like we said in the previous sif, therefore the yud is towards the body, lower. It's above it, as it were. But you're not talking about where the yud is underneath it. They're next to each other. So it just means like that. So in that respect, the yud is underneath it, but they're parallel. They're next to each other. Sif Kotzen Yud. Yesh Lizoheh. There shouldn't be a gap between this yud, this piece over here, and the main body of the tefillin, the bias. Ubezoyah Parshas Pinchas Machmir Ma'id Binyan Zeh. The Zohar in Parshas Pinchas is very strict about this. V'yesh machmirim, degam kashen b'toich kison. Even when it's in the bag, tzrichin lizoyah b'zeh shlo tozuz klal hayud, that you shouldn't have a disconnect between the yud and the tefillin. U'mitam zeh yesh nagin, likshah hayud im chut shel gid im ha'tefillah. Certainly the new tefillin, I think they all have this, they take a sinew, they take a gid, and they sort of tie the yud so it's tight against the bias. Growing up, we never had this, but I didn't see it. But now I think it's almost it's standard practice because it's got to be. You'll see in a second. It's because it's less of a problem of chatzitza. V'zoyah parshas Pinchas machmir ma'od binyan zeh. V'yesh machmir in the gam k'shein b'toich kisun tzrichin lizoyah b'zeh shelo tozuz klal ayud. Mitam zeh yesh nagin liksha ayud im chud shel gid im ha'tfila v'roy levatel zeh. Now, he says, but you've got to be careful with this. Because if this sinew, nowadays the sinew we have, is just wrapping it around, there's no problem. The concern of the Mishnah Berurah is that the gid that you're tying, the yud to the bias, is going to go underneath. And if it goes underneath, you've got a bigger problem of chatzitza, because there should be nothing between this, the bottom of the tefillin, and your flesh. So if the gid goes underneath it, you're going to have a problem. So therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, V'roi levatel zeh. The Tetera is the main part, the actual structure of this. The Tetera will please go come across this a lot. And then it'll be chayt, it's been azrael tefillin, it'll be a chatzitza between the arm and the tefillin. That some people tie the ritzua around the time the place of the bicep, tachas ha-tetera, underneath the tetera, to have a gamkin kachatzitza. Again, this should be directly on the flesh, and there should be no ritzua underneath the actual bias. That's what you should do. Okay, good. Sif Gimel. Haminek hanochen lesakein shemahabarta shebo haritzua iveres. The mahabarta, which is the bridge. Yeah, this part over here, the bridge where the ritzua is going through it. That part, says the Mechaba, tehe munachas letzat hakosef. And the ktitza should be towards the hands. Now we do this without thinking. So when you put the tefillin on, you're going to have the bridge part, the ma'abarta, towards the shoulder, that is further up, and the rest of it is facing down the other way. So says the Mishnah Berurah, v'ktitza v'iter, and the left-handed person, ha'meniach tefillin mimisha in iter, if a lefty borrows a right-handed person's tefillin, v'ein yoch lehutzi haritzu v'lekova kadin, I'm a be'alocha, that gets a bit complicated. A lefty borrowing the right is tefillin, he's got to fix it up in a way that he basically switches it around. It gets a bit complicated. Okay, he should basically have his own tefillin. Yeah?
If he switches around, so you like, turn it upside down.
So you basically have to go like that. You just put it on the other way. It's a bit tricky. But either way, the yad, it's got to be, all the rules have got to apply. So this has got to still be towards the goof. It's hard to show on lefty. Because remember, if you put it like that, this is a right hand. You're right-handed, right?
Yes, but it's just a swad to himself. They're not on the other side.
Yeah. Okay. So there's lots of complications. But if basically the lefty is using this, so by just putting it on the same way, then you've got the other side. So basically, he's going to have to go like that. You're going to have to compromise somewhere. Okay, Dalit. There shouldn't be anything between the tefillin and his flesh. Whether it's tefillin shel yad or tefillin shel rosh, v'dafka b'tefillin, avol b'ritzus. In other words, chatzitzas between the ritzua and the person's skin. Ein lahakbid, the Rashba is less makbid about that. Says the Mishnah Berurah, lo yehi d'chsiv al yodecha, but b'tefillin shel rosh k'siv bein einecha, and therefore it should be literally on the flesh and nothing else in between. Dover chutz, it's afilu chatzitza koldu, even a tiny chatzitza you've got to avoid. V'nochin lizoy lechatchila, afilu bekina chaya, even if you've got some sort of insect, some sort of lice, a crawling lice, shelo yehi mafsik bein atfilin lebosa, there shouldn't be any hefsik between the tefillin and your flesh. But I'll call upon him bekina mesa with a dead one, the offer or dirt, yesh lizoher, you've got to be very careful. Arcane, yesh nagin lichwitz mokam anochas filin. Just make sure when you put the filin on that the flesh is clean, there's no insect there, there's no dirt or anything like that. Kosapa sefer revid hazohov, nira, the mashir ritzu chitzetzes, that which the ritzu is chitzetz, lifa'omim bein tefillin lebesarei, lo mikri chatzitza. He says that if the ritzu is in between, sometimes it's not called a chatzitza. The min b'mina eina chitzetz. That's Eli. That's coming back to what you were saying. Because min b'mina ein chaytzes. The ma'bush esrat she'takti le'el b'sif katan yud mashma d'nochin lechatchila lahachem b'zeh. And therefore, ideally, one should avoid having any form of chatzitza between the tefillin and the flesh. Did you want to ask a question, Shmuel?
Tattoo.
Yeah, that's considered under the flesh. But there are other problems with tattoos. Yeah. Okay. Loishna shel rosh. Loishna shel rosh. So it doesn't make a difference if it's shel yad or shel rosh. Kosev b'sefer machzah shekel, v'ra olai ha'maisa shel osna noshim. It's bad, the practice of some people, shemegadlin b'lurusehen. They have very long hair. Now this is an interesting problem. Yeah, if you have very long hair, the hair itself could be a chatzitza. So milvad kuderech shachatz v'gaiva. Aside from the fact, says the Mishnah Berurah, I don't like long hair. Yeah, it's gaivadik, it's abomination, whatever. I'm ashikaz of yeredesim kufayin ches, because it could be a problem of mechukseim loselechu, you're imitating non-Jewish practices. However, mitzad hilchas tefillin, yesh ba isa ba nochas tefillin. You could have a problem in your putting on the tefillin. To keep him to gedolim harbe, since the hair is very long, you don't say this is the normal way of having your hair. So when we have hair, this is, you know, we have a normal haircut. So therefore, it's not a chatzitza. But if a person grows his hair long, it's no longer normal. And therefore, be a chatzitza. Ein shom. Ubelav chatzitza nami b'shvil hani saoris hamarubim. And aside from that, with these long hair, you got so much hair there. It's difficult to know if I put it on the right place. So there are lots of issues over there. If you take a quick look at number 15. In the Dirshu notes, well, the Indian Magadil Saras of Mavakish Me'achashitanut Filim. What would happen if you've got a guy who comes along with a massive crop of hair and he says, about Shuva or whatever it may be, and he says, can I borrow your tefillin? So is there a Shaila of Lifne Iver of you giving your tefillin to this fellow where it could be a chatzitza? Maybe you make a brochel batala. So take a look, 15. You shouldn't hold back. You should lend him your tefillin. But if you can, tell him, don't make a bracha on the shel rosh, just make a bracha on the shel yad. And if he's not going to listen to you and he's going to make a broch anyway, don't worry about it. So therefore, don't hold back. Don't worry about lifnei iver. Ein lahakbit, says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Tes Zayin. Ein lahakbit, that means he's going on the Ramah, which says that the major problem is a chatzitza between the bias and the tefillin in your flesh, but between the ritzua and your flesh, the rashba is not makbit. That we're being makel of the wrappings around your arm. That's the place. But anything which is on the upper part, which is to do with connecting the bias and securing it to your arm, that we're more makbid about. Those people, you ever thought about this? If a person is wearing a toupee, some sort of wig or something like that, and people put the tefillin on top of that, hanikra paruka, yeah, I don't know, what does he call it? Paruka, whatever that is, some sort of shait, some sort of toupee. Imrak haritzua munachal apeh nachris. V'afilu imrak, even if just the ritzua is going over this wig, you've got a problem. Umikol makam mashma dira magan avron v'chay odom. Tim yesh le makam bereisha. Rachman is that a person's got a head injury and he's wearing some sort of bandage or whatever. V'rak b'makam sharitzuas munachim v'leib makam akitzitza. For example, a person can wear the bias in the normal place, but the ritzuas are going to be put on top of bandages. In that situation, says the Mishnah Berurah, you can put the ritzuas on top of the bandages, which is covering the wound, or on top of a hat, duck, which is like a thin sort of like a tichel type of thing. Even though there is a chatzitza ben haritzus, you would be allowed to put that on and to make a bracha. Because at the end of the day, underneath the tefillin shel rosh, there's no chatzitza. And so too b'shel yad. If he's got some sort of wound, even the bit which is around the hand, you cover it up. It should be lechol, which we'll see more in the next sif. So, just generally, so the key points to take away is: ideally, avoid all chatzitzas. That's the ideal. But underneath the shel yad or underneath the shel rosh, that's the primary place where you've got to avoid all chatzitzas. Underneath the ritzuas is less pressing. Some people discuss about wearing a watch, right, underneath the ritzuas. Again, b'diavad it's okay. L'chatchila one should avoid it, but b'diavad it's okay. Let's do hay, it goes quickly, just to keep up the pace. Adam, sif cotton, sif hay. Adam shu olal nazilas. He's got some sort of, the Mishnah would explain what this means, but he's got some sort of hefsek, some sort of chatzitza. V'im yistarech la'aniach tfilish arosh al-besoro lo yanichem klal. Then in a situation where there's a massive chatzitza, then you don't put them on at all. You can put the tefillin shel rosh on top of some sort of covering, but because it's marasai and it looks a bit strange, then you should put your talus over your head or you should cover it so that people don't, it's not a shail of marasai. V'hamanichin, says the Ramah, but derech zeh lo yavarech al harosh. In that situation where you've got a big chatzitza, then you would not make the bracha on the tefillin shel rosh. Rak yavarech al shel yad lo niach. then you would just make the bracha. Then you would make the bracha on the shelyad lohaniach. That's it. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Olo lenazilas. Pirush. What does that? These strange words mean? Sheyesh lemachoiv oimechush. He's got some sort of pain or injury or something. Bereshay v'migale roshay yazik la'akrius. If he exposes his head, he's going to be exposed to some sort of cold. Kiven shu onus. Since this is a medical, you know, extenuating situation, yochel lismech al harashpa. You can be so mech on the rashpa, which we mentioned previously. The sfirle de ein chashash bechatzitza, who was less concerned about chatzitzas, like we said previously. The lo nemar bein enecho, which we understood to mean that there can't be any chatzitza. It's got to be mamish bein enecho. And l'saim lohem makom, to designate the place where you put it, bein enecho. That's, you know, hyper pointing out where you put it. Or mishum l'chola is for l'acherim lois leka. There should be a concept of l'cholos, that the tefillin should be for you assigned and not be exposed to other people. That's why you, yeah. Well, I'll send you a second. Leka b'tefillin sharosh. That does not apply to tefillin sharosh. The bahu ksiv ro kol ameretz kol ameharetz ki shem hashem nikro lecho. In other words, the tefillin shel yad, there should be l'cholos. That's why you should try and cover the tefillin shel yosh. You put your shirt sleeve over it, or your jacket, or whatever it is. But the tefillin shel rosh, that should be exposed, like the pasuk says. Everyone should see it. One should still cover it because it looks a bit strange. People don't realize that you have got this terrible headache or this medical problem. What if you've got an injury on your hand? You've got an injury on your place where you put the tefillin on, and you need to have some sort of bandage there in the place of the bicep. Mutzalo noniach al haratia. You're allowed to put the tefillin shalyad over the bandage. Im lo sagi belav hochi. If it means no alternative, you're not going to put tefillin on, you can put it over the bandage. Velo yivarech. Just don't make the bracha. The hodas reva poskim dechatzitza poselet. Because according to the majority of poskim, the chatzitza passels. Vivarech shtaim asherosh kedilel. And you would make two brachas, lefi the minig of the Ramah, the minig Ashkenaz, to make two brachas on the Sherosh, kedel basim l'chovav v'hago. Ach yilbash ala tefila shel yad, milmala beged acher kedel l'chasoson. But don't let people see you putting the tefillin shel yad on top of a bandage, because it looks strange, it's marasayin, and make sure you put your jacket, your shirt on top of that. Doksiv behu v'hoi l'cholois, v'dashin l'cholois v'le l'acherim, sorry, he gives that reason. It should be l'cholois and not acherim lois. V'davka al rutia, Dafka, to put it on top of a bandage. Avoloniach tefillin al chalukay, but to put tefillin on top of your shirt or on top of your jacket. Yesh omim deosa afilu biyesh lemaka. Even if you've got a maka and you're doing it to protect the maka, that's not allowed. Vafilu miyilbash alav beged acha. Even if you've got another beged on top of that. Hakover dak, a thin head covering. Afilu al cover over osa lanicham. But on top of a thick head covering, it's osa. If you've got a thick head covering, it's very hard to know budiyuk where you should put the tefillin. Rak yivarech v'yichavan hoses shalosh. In that situation, extenuating situation, you make two brachas on the shalosh. V'yichavan hoses shalosh, and that's this is going on the remot over there. Yeah, v'amanichim b'derech zeh lo yivarech al shalosh, rak yivarech al shalyad. You make two brachas on the shalyad. V'yichavan hoti hasharosh, and that includes the shalosh. The belav hochidas harbe poskim she'in mevarech al shneim ela achas, because according to many, you only make one bracha anyway. So you make one bracha lohniach, and that's that. V'ayim bebach v'eles tomid demash medivreihem. The nochem nizah shal kalponim b'shas krish ma'atfila yebli chatzitza klala. The most important points when you wear tefillin, which are b'shas krish ma'atfila and shemone esra, that if you can, to have no chatzitza whatsoever. Seder. Okay.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.